Welcome to The Word at First Press Church of Arlington Heights. The sermon is based on Scripture to help us see how God was at work in the lives of the faithful in their time and how God is at work now in our lives on our journey of faith. I invite you to listen for how God's Word might be speaking to you today.
Our first Scripture reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 2 and 5 through 7. Listen to God's word. But now thus says the Lord, he created you. O Jacob, he formed you. O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from sea, from the east, and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Listen to God's word. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to another side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat us into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we were perishing?" And waking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Be silent, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Wow, I can't remember ever seeing it rain like this.
Just think about all the poor animals out there.
Nothing like a thunderstorm to realize how powerful nature is.
And how small we are.
It's just a little rain.
A little rain?
Okay, so it's a lot of rain. What I mean is that there are other storms besides rain, and sometimes the hardest storms are the ones we can't even see.
Thank you.
As hard as it's raining, I'm impressed so many people made it to church today.
How much longer is it supposed to rain, anyway?
We can expect heavy rain the rest of the day and into the evening. The forecast calls for an 80% chance of showers tomorrow, with skies clearing later in the week. Now back to you.
It sounds like you could use some help of a superhero.
That's very creative, but maybe our friend needs some inspiration from this from a different hero right now, one from this book.
The Bible?
The Bible is full of inspiring heroes of our faith, including the greatest hero of all, Jesus. Here's a story about Jesus and his disciples that you might already know.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow, making the wind and sea obey that? Now that's what I call power.
Sure, but how is that power going to help when I'm worried about letting down my team during a game?
Because there's more to the story than Jesus calming the storm.
Like what?
The Bible doesn't say that because of Jesus there will never be storms in the first place, or that we'll never have to experience hard times. The good news of the Bible is that no matter what, Jesus is there in the boat with us. God's love is always with us.
Imagine all the times when feeling God's love can help us through storms of our own.
The first time I ever got up to sing a solo in front of the whole church, I was terrified, but I know God was with me, and God was proud of me for even trying.
That's what I meant when I said that some of the hardest storms are the ones we can't even see.
No matter what kinds of storms you face, knowing God's love is always there can help us get through. When you walk through the waters, don't be afraid, for my love will lead you through. When you feel scared and helpless, don't be afraid, for my love will be with you.
So what can we do to be more like Jesus?
What can we do to help others during their storms?
We can pray, Holding the needs of someone else in your mind and heart is doing something truly powerful.
But how does it really help?
Remember when the last big hurricane hit the coast? We all prayed for the people who had been affected because that's what we could do.
And there were all these people who rushed in to help, paramedics and firefighters, truckers with supplies. There were even people using their fishing boats as rescue vehicles.
They were God's answers to our prayers.
So is that all how this works? There are some people who just sit around and pray, while others act.
I don't think so. I believe God has a very important mission for us. There will come a time when one thing someone else might be able to pray, God will listen, God always does. And then God will call on someone to act, to be the answer to that prayer. That someone could be one of us.
Somewhere, someone is crying out, turning to God in prayer, trusting in hope, trusting in love, trusting that God will be there.
Somewhere, someone will want to do. Maybe that someone is you.
I love the idea of being the answer to a prayer.
I do too. But why can't we just pray for storms not to happen in the first place?
In nature, storms actually serve an important purpose.
I know why rain is important, but surely not hurricanes.
Ahem! Hurricanes can bring tremendous drought relief. They help build up beaches and barrier islands. And very importantly, hurricanes move energy out of the hot tropical areas of the globe to the cold polar areas, restoring the heat balance to the planet.
Okay, so some storms can serve a purpose, but they can also cause a lot of damage.
And that's when God's people must respond, letting others know that they are not alone.
What can we do?
We
could make flood buckets.
What's a flood bucket?
It's a bucket filled with all kinds of cleaning supplies, bug spray and gloves. The buckets are taken to places where people need help cleaning up after hurricanes or a flood.
I know we've got some cleaning stuff around the church, but I don't think we'll have everything.
When people give, what they get out of it is a chance to make a real difference in God's world. And who knows? They might even get a cool bonus like seeing a musical for free.
Well, when you put it that way, who wouldn't want to give?
Does anybody have a soul of a refuge?
Ellie, Mallory, Everett, and Bryn for Mike. Yes.
We don't have our thing.
How much do we have now? Enough.
Enough for what?
Enough to make a difference.
Just like so many great people of faith.
In the Bible, we know.
Actually, this is a hymnal.
What's a hymnal?
You know how in worship, they project the songs on screen for us?
Of course.
Well, a hymnal is hundreds of those songs, all in one book. Some hymnals are songs of praise to God. Some are about the lives of the people in the Bible, and there are even some hymnals written by people going through storms of their own.
Why don't we sing a few hymnals together? Great. And I'll go look through the church for any supplies we can use for the flood buckets.
I'll come help.
Please join us. Lyrics are printed in your bulletin. Congregation is invited to sing these hymns with the kids, okay?
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the clear, though far-off hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Come on up, kids.
The people who wrote these hymns had storms of their own, but through it all, they kept on loving, they kept on standing, they kept on singing, and so can we.
Whoa, look at that. It's enough for a few flood buckets, at least.
And we collected enough money for even more.
Prayer really can make a difference.
Speaking of prayer, maybe we should say a prayer over the flood buckets.
Of course.
Okay, let's play. Pray. Loving God.
Loving God.
Bless these gifts.
Bless these gifts.
The people affected by the storm.
That people affected by the storms.
Can know they're not alone.
Can know they're not alone.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow, it's still really stormy out there.
Storms are part of life.
They are. But remember, we also have music.
We have each other.
We have Jesus,
and we always have the power of God, God loving us from inside out.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the ministries and mission of First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights, Illinois, please visit firstpresah.org, where you can get information about our services and programs, including times and directions, and communicate with us about a prayer request, any questions you have, or how you might like to get involved.